So hello and welcome to the latest of the Business Spotlight interview series. And I'm delighted today to be joined by Adam Skelly from Warren Contracting Northwest Limited. Hi, Adam. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm all right. Rob, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, no problem at all. As we briefly discussed, I've had a fill-in this morning, so I may forgive me if I do dribble during this.
We'll be fine. We'll just edit that bit out.
We'll be good.
Good stuff. Right. So to start with, could you just give me some background on yourself and the business you're in and just some history on that front?
Yeah, I mean, we're a family run plumbing and heating business. And we cover sort of all aspects of plumbing and heating work, from sort of large scale domestic and commercial contracts to even small repairs on granny's boiler.
All right, okay. And how long has that business been going? How long have you been going?
We are now in our 10th year. Very proud to reach that milestone.
Yeah.
You know, there's been some challenges along the way. Initially, it was my dad's business, Warren. Mm-hmm. Warren Skelly is Warren Contracting.
Right.
He successfully ran quite a few different large plumbing firms across the Northwest. And when he got into his 40s, he decided it was time for him to do it himself. And initially, I didn't want to work for him, and he didn't want me to work for him either. The feeling was quite mutual, but the stars aligned, and eventually I ended up coming on board. So I've been here 9 years, but it's 10th year of business.
Okay. What position do you hold at the moment within the business?
Operations director.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And how's that business journey been like? So, you know, how have your business grown over those 10 years?
I mean, like I just said then, I mean, there's certainly been challenges, but I'd like to think that we've gone from strength to strength over them years. I think it's not all been perfect. I think it's important to talk about your failures and move forward. I would say a bit cheesy, no losses, just lessons, but I really believe in that. The times we have struggled have been maybe from when you do a good job for people, they give you more and more work, and you can become overloaded, and it's a constant challenge trying to sort of balance that. But I feel like we're in a good enough position now, and we've got relationships with these companies that we're working for where we can say, yes, on this occasion, we're able to successfully do this job for you, or no, on this occasion, please count us out, and on the next tender, give us a shout. We'll be more than happy to price it. But the sort of what I'd call maybe the subibashing attitude of what's gone on previously in our industry is becoming a thing of a past, which is great. It really needed an industry change, and it's almost there. We're all about working with people. You know, don't work against us. Work with us.
Yeah. So what? Why do you think that's happened? What's happened to drive that change?
I just think people are more. The world has changed largely, in part, I think, due to COVID. I've noticed a real shift of how everybody, the things that people are willing to put up with, that people seem to be more family orientated, and that goes from myself even, that goes from staff. Everybody's. Whereas some people might have worked all the hours under the sun, they're now prioritising that time at home with the family, which is a good thing, again, because we are a family business.
No, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, no. So, and how do you try and, what do you do in your business to accommodate that? Or, you know, what changes have you made over the years to work with that change in attitude and in environment?
Yeah, we just try and be fair with people. We just try and be fair with people. If the office door's always open, come and speak to us if there's an issue. If you do need time off.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a limit to how much you can take, because there's always people that will want to take it a little bit too far. Yeah. You know how it is. But I'd like to. I'm appreciative of the fact. I think we've got 33 people here now, and I think we've got a real good core team, and I don't think there's anybody that really would try and take advantage of that.
It's a big firm. 33 people is a large number of people to manage. So how do you find that?
It can be challenging. It really can be challenging. We've got myself, obviously Warren, but he. He only really, he does work, he looks after like the small contracts and the servicing contracts now. I basically look after the whole, pretty much of everything else. And then I've got a contracts manager who will then go out and he'll make sure all the jobs are running well. And we've got a really good office staff as well. The office staff, we've got a real good team in the office, and it works well because of that. I'm quite lucky. Okay.
And what, when you bring people in, what is it you look for when you bring new people into the business? What's important to you about them as people?
The biggest, well, I've made some points on this. Reliability.
Yeah.
I've had some really, really good people walk through the doors who've been fantastic at the job. Unfortunately, the reliability hasn't been there.
Yeah.
Positivity. I always like to, I'm sort of a glass half full kind of guy, and I hope most people can try and take that view on life. Honesty, being a team player, and a huge, huge one for us. Accountability. I really think that is so huge, because you can't ever solve a problem if it's you don't sort of accept that that is your problem. You know.
Yeah. No, that's a big thing. Yeah, but yeah, to move things forward, the people that do solve issues, like you say, are the ones that look at it and say, right, what is it I need to do?
Yeah, what about, I'm all for that. I look, if there's a problem, of course you try and find out what the problem is, but I always look inward as well. Is it me? Yeah. What have I done wrong? What could I have done better? Just try and learn from it.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. No, some great lessons there for sure. So going back to the business, obviously you've been at 9 years. What is it you enjoy about your day-to-day job and what you're doing?
Just seeing, I'm fortunate. I mean, like I say, it's a large range of sort of areas we cover. So I might, like today, I'm going to look at a one-off new build property. Going to look at the specification of a house for a lady today. I have been organising today. We're doing a Marks and Spencers in London at the minute. Oh, so I've been organised. The lads are working nights.
Okay.
And then we've got like around about 20 new build sites. So the, of course, there's varying. There's always something that needs doing on them. We've got our contracts manager going out. So it's always. I'm always busy, and it's that variety. I'm not just tied down to my computer. And I'm not just out there all the time. I'm fortunate enough to have the variety of a bit of the world, basically.
Fantastic. And obviously, you're in a very competitive market, the world of plumbing. And
yes.
What makes you, different from your competitors, makes you stand out from other businesses in your sector?
I'd like to think that we genuinely care. We're conscientious of the work we do. And I want every install to be of a high standard. We have like processes that all employees follow, including I've made a work standard book, which is basically the Bible, and everybody works to that, because we have varying levels of experience. Not everybody's perfect straight away. You've got to work with people and try and help them improve and help them on the career. Like we've got apprentices and stuff. We've got to try and get them along the correct career path. And sometimes we may have a look at it. We'll look at like review periods, and I'll get an apprentice in, and I'll say, "You don't really want to do this job, do you?" And sometimes it'll be, "I don't actually." And it's good that we can have them conversations, because I don't want people to waste their time here, and I don't want our time wasted and on training, and I don't want to waste their time, because if they're going to be more successful in something else, then they need to go and do it. But I was like that when I was 18, 19. You don't know what you... I don't think you really know what you want to do until you're 20 to 25. And that sort of age range, you're like, oh, I'm going to do this forever. I better get my head down now.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned about the ops, like the Bible, as you call it. How long did that take to write and build?
To be fair, it took probably a lot longer than I would have hoped.
Right.
I was talking about it became a running joke. Have you finished that work standard?
Right, okay.
It took about 18 months because I was busy with other stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But at least we've got it now, and we're going to review it every year, because we don't know everything. I mean, the reason creating it is because We've got work, mainly it's all over the Northwest. Like I say, we have got a little bit of other things now and again, just a bit further afield. But most of the team is based in Lancaster and Morecambe. So we go maybe as far north as Carlisle and maybe as far south as Manchester.
Yeah.
Sort of everywhere in between. So we've got, I would say 70% of the staff are from Morecambe and Lancaster. But then we've got people from Penrith, people from Carlisle, people from Bolton, people from Wigan. So we have got people from all over. And what I was finding was people were saying, oh, I didn't do it like that when I was at ABC Plumbers.
And I'm
I appreciate that, but just please just follow this. Just do it the Warren way. We just want you to do it the Warren way. And that was, like I say, we're open to suggestions. We can all improve, and that's why we're going to review it on a yearly basis, because maybe something that we're not doing that somebody else has got a better idea, better idea to do.
No, it's interesting because, you know, that's one of the big things that businesses that, you know, that look to scale don't have, and that's, you know, that operation how-to manual, because that then delivers the consistency that you're looking for, right, in terms of...
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, and I'm not saying everybody out there is 100% compliant, but we're close. Mm-hmm. We're making good strides with it.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, great. No, it's interesting. A very interesting way of, well done for putting that into place, because like I say, a lot of businesses just don't have that and don't see the connection between the two and how important it is to...
Yeah, big time. No, fantastic.
So, what does the, so looking ahead into the future, what does that look like for you as a business? And, you know, where do you see the main challenges?
I think what I've been, the past sort of 6 months, my main role has been getting us accreditation for MCS, which is the Micro Generation Certification Scheme.
Right.
Which is basically the governing body for renewables.
Yes.
So as obviously the I've just had my assessment around about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
I had a couple of what's called improvement actions, which I've now signed off last week, which have been passed. And now I'm just waiting for my certification. So I'm really thrilled with that. And
okay.
Really happy that we've done that. Basically, the governing body for renewables, just ensuring standards for the installation of all these green technologies, air source heat pumps, for example.
Right. Okay. Is that the area you'd be focusing on with that?
I think we're going to have to, because after 2025, the installation of gas boilers in new builds is going to be banned. So it is going to really be a huge part of what we do. So I'm hoping we're sort of ahead of the curve of getting our MCS accreditation and being sort of ahead of everybody on that, getting all our lads trained up, then hopefully we'll be ready for when, you know, these things just come in and they just get dropped. It's like, right, tomorrow everybody has to do this, but we're hopefully a lot further ahead. We've been proactive rather than having to be reactive in 2025.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, great stuff. So, and is that where you see the growth? How do you see that working with, you know, obviously people have to, I guess, from 2025, but, you know.
Yeah, people have to. It's just got to happen. And I mean, it's great. It's like the government are trying to achieve net zero by 2050, aren't they? So that is going to be the way that things have to go.
And just out of interest, do you see, obviously, one of the big, at the moment, a lot of my understanding, correct if I'm wrong, a lot of people are not doing it because the cost is quite expensive and the grants aren't great on it and things like that. Do you see that will then, over a period of time, I guess, economy of scale will bring that down, do you think? Or
I don't think the grants are what they should be.
No.
I really don't think. I don't think they're applied as well as they should be. I think that to really achieve net zero by 2050, I think there needs to be incentivization for like the big builders, because they're not really getting any incentivization. They're just getting paid to do it. If there was that, potentially that could put anywhere between £4,000 to £10,000 on your property. When you compare that to a gas boiler,
it might
be £1,500. So it's a large jump, which is then putting money on the houses. So I do think, I'd like to think in the next few years, the government will step in and do something to incentivize
it. Yeah, yeah. because it feels
needs to happen anyway.
Yeah, no, interesting. But yeah, like you say, it's good to be ahead of the curve in terms of what you all need to be able to do that and install it. So
yeah, definitely.
There's some good planning there. Yeah, good stuff. I guess so. As a business, running the business as the ops director, what's your biggest learning been since you've been in that role?
I've changed a lot. I'd like to think for the better. I've become like very stoic in my mindset. I try to control the things I can't do well every day by doing them well, and things that I can't control, I try not to dwell on them for too long, because I used to be bad for dwelling on things that maybe didn't go as well as they could, but you've just got to push yourself off and go again, haven't you?
100%, yeah. Great.
Also, the importance of relationships. That's what's built this business. My dad, for the past 10 years, and then obviously, and for sort of 20 to 30 years before that, that's really why he's managed to be successful. And I guess I've sort of both consciously and subconsciously followed that, and that's, I guess I operate the same. It's huge. Just building relationships.
Great.
You can do a good job, but you've got to have the relationships there.
Secure
the jobs.
Fantastic. Great thoughts on that. Okay. And then, so someone coming in to starting their business, what kind of advice would you give them based on what you've learned over the years?
I don't think it's for everybody. Obviously, I've had the opportunity to come in. I came in initially plumbing, and then I only came off the tools 4 years ago. I was on the tools as a plumber.
Yeah.
Eventually, I've ended up sort of taking the reins. I think as a business owner, I think it can be lonely. And again, that's why I say I know I'm strong enough to deal with it, but I don't believe everybody is. Whether that be late nights in the office or even being at home with your family and not being present when you're at home, But fortunately, I'm appreciative that I've got a great woman behind me that sort of, she accommodates that, and I do. I really appreciate that. And I think you have to respect yourself and work on yourself, hold yourself to the highest standard, because ultimately, if you don't, then who will?
Yep, no, absolutely. Yeah, it's one of the big challenges being an owner is, that being held accountable by something or someone, right?
Absolutely. And another thing that's huge, going back to what we were saying before, we don't always get it right. We have had challenges and we have learned from them, and I think we're in a real good place now. But just never be afraid to admit you got it wrong. I think there's a lot of value in being genuine and saying,
100%.
We got it wrong that time, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that creates that environment you're talking about, where if you own something that's not gone right, it encourages people to take some more risk. You encourage that kind of ownership within the company and the business, and then you get more productivity and better, motivated team working for you, don't you? Because they feel like they've got that space to make some decisions, and as long as you learn from them as they learn from them, then there's no real downside to it. It's always there. Really good, really interesting. And you seem like quite a very motivated kind of guy. So what inspires you? When you're not having a great day, when you get up, and what do you look for? What inspires you? What has inspired you over the years?
I mentioned my partner then. Certainly her and my two young sons. I've got a 6-year-old and I've got a 4-month-old. So, they're my strength and my purpose. That's why I get up every day and do what I do. It's family. Family is a family business, and family's at the heart of what we do. I don't think anybody will realise this. It's probably the first time I've admitted this, but I feel a great weight of responsibility to the people who work here and their families. What we're doing isn't just for Warren Contracting. We're securing the longevity and the future of the business, but we're also securing future of 33 plus people, I feel a lot of responsibility on that. So when there is times where I think, can't be bothered today, I have to be bothered every day.
No, it's great. No, great. It's interesting. Whereas, you know, I ask that question a lot of people. The team around them is always, you know, the reason, the why.
Yeah,
is much more important. Yeah, you know, and it's the old Simon Sinek stuff. But you know, the why is so important.
Yeah.
Over the how and the what. It's why am I doing this? Because that's
why am I doing this? Yeah, and it is. It's family.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, and the fact you've kind of linked that family of, you know, blood family and work family can
mean
the same thing, right? Yeah. No, brilliant. No, really, really interesting. Really interesting. So, if you know, just coming to the close now, what, you know, if you people want to find out a bit more about Warren, you know, Warren Contracting, where would they go? Where can they find out?
Currently, our website is actually under construction. We're having a new website under construction, so that isn't here yet.
Right. But okay.
Best place to find anything about us is just follow myself, Adam Skelly, on LinkedIn, and Warren Contracting Services on LinkedIn. They're the two places. We don't. Other than that, they're the only real social medias we use.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Great stuff. Well, Adam, it's been great to speak to you. Some great thoughts, great ideas, some great, you know, knowledge about what you've done, what you've created, and what you're looking to create. So, yeah, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. And good luck for in the future.
Really appreciate that, Rob. All the best, mate.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.